should write those down, because you know then they slip my mind. And this is something that, and I can't think right now what it was. It wasn't, well, I mean, I was just bringing in about my story. You see, in other words, my father had a lot of money, and girls, you finished a finishing school and you were educated. So I visited in Minnesota, Wisconsin, 6 months, and to get acquainted with his people, you see. So I was to go to Europe in September 1910 for 6 months with a party. But I married September 1910, and I never have got to go to Europe. So that's the tale of that.
Where else have you traveled to? You were telling me the other day some of the
I've been all over the United States, but I've never. And then since I've been a widow, I could have gone, and I'd say, my sons get after me. I said, no, it's too late now. I'm afraid. No, I'd have to have a member of the family go with me. I wouldn't trust myself, you know. And I don't hear as good as I used to, naturally. And I thought, well, maybe I have a long spell of sickness. And maybe I better not spend that money. And some friends get after me all the time, especially this one where I'm going tonight. I've known her for 50-odd years. She's from Kansas and came down here in the early days. And the other day she said, now you see, she said, why don't you sell your house? Oh, I'd get a big price for this home. It would be unbelievable. No, I said, I'd hate to move. I'm going to leave the job up to the kids to get rid of the stuff. I said, no, I said, I really don't feel that. I don't mind being in the United States, you know, like I went out to California, but I was with my son-in-law and daughter, and then his sister died suddenly in Dallas, and he had to fly to Dallas to the funeral, so my son went up from Harlingen, flew out there and drove us back. But I was, they watched me, they were right with me, you know, and so, I had loved Mexico. I'd love to go down there one more time. You didn't go, did you go to Radon?
I had a wonderful time.
Right? Well, I said that you left your car, didn't you?
Walked across.
What time did you get over there finally? You know, the later you go, the more...
It wasn't terribly late because I didn't interview last night like I thought I would.
Yeah, well, I knew you were going to be busy.
So
did you ever get a hold of the girl?
I called her.
Uh-huh. And you talked to her?
I'm going to start talking to her tomorrow.
Oh, I see.
And, I went and had dinner at Sam's.
Would you go to Sam's? And it's quiet. And, of course, if you just walk up the street that way, why, you go into the barracks, lovely place. You put a lot of money in that, you know, this woman. And then did you stop into Trevino's for a drink in there? And there's another one before you get there, but we rarely go there. They have a dance floor at Trevino's, but this other one has a dance place in there. And it's nice if you want to go to two places. They're the two that I'd... Now, if you were so... some other man or something, there are places right along in there, Duchess Place and all like that. And I've been with this granddaughter of mine, she called me this morning, she's married to a dentist, and they come to San Antonio the first weekend in March, and I'm to meet them. They want me to go out there, because my daughter's in Abilene, they live way out there near Lubbock. And I said, well, it all depends on the weather, I said, because I'm not about to get out there. I heard from my daughter today. She said, I hope you don't get the flu. I took the shot and I had never had a reaction until I had it in October. So maybe it was a blessing that I had a reaction. Maybe it took good. But no, I don't think that I have no desire to go back to California. That was my first trip to San Francisco. I like